What's up, you guys? This week we are talking about love withdrawals.
Erica is traumatized by her gray baby hairs and contemplating if it's time to start considering freezing eggs.
Do we flow too hard and will we be alone forever?
Healthy love.
A horror story involving male squirt.
And of course, our live show, y'all.
Our live show is this Saturday. We can't wait to see you guys. If you haven't got your tickets, make sure you do. They are in the episode description. It's gonna be lit. It's ladies' night. Call your friends, bring them
Get
over.
your wine, get your weed, and join us. Live performances, special guest,
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
and a discount for patrons.
Boom. No, Jamila's not having sex. Just releasing some.
Just releasing my emotions and feelings for the day.
What's up, guys? This is Erica.
And this is Mila.
And it's Wednesday. Kids are in the other room, jumping on the couch. They gotta go to bed soon, so this is gonna be a short and cute episode, okay? We're gonna keep it real, real cute, quick, short. I say that now, and then I start talking, and I'm like, nah! Blah, 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 blah. Shall we start with our tarot poll?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Also, side note, Jamila tried to shuffle these cards earlier, and I feel like I gotta do like a boom, like I gotta do like a story reel just showing you guys how this bitch shuffles cards. It's fucking crazy.
Well, first of all, I don't know why you're trying to blast me because you handed me the deck and said I never do it, and I said it's for a reason. I don't know how to shuffle. I'm not good at shuffling. I've never been a good shuffler. It's not my
I
thing.
didn't know how bad it was. It was embarrassing. I was like, what the fuck are you doing over there?
And
She was just like,
apparently you didn't listen to me
this is
because
her.
shut up.
Her trying to shove cards into places. It was weird.
Anyway, as I was shuffling, two fell out. And so, you know, in witchy tarot card world, that means you got to read them. And I thought it was very interesting, despite my shitty shuffling. I thought it was interesting that what fell out was two queen cards, as two queens are sitting here.
Okay, preach, bitch, preach.
So, today we're going to read both cards because that's how the world of magic works. If something jumps out at you, you take it as a sign.
Boom.
Okay, so the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords combines the mental clarity and intellectual power of the Suit of Swords with the maturity and receptiveness of the Queen. You hear that? You have to be receptive if you're a queen. Okay. The Queen of Swords notes that you are a truth seeker. You're open to hearing the thoughts and opinions of others, but ultimately, you filter that information to decipher what is true and what is not.
Are you a liar or not?
When interacting with others, you will not tolerate mistrust or excessive fluff. You prefer to get to the heart of the matter without engaging in too much chit-chat or
Oh my
gossip.
God, it literally sounds like me.
It also kind of reminded me of like the conversation we had this morning in our meeting and what we want to listen to or not. Yeah, we heard you, but nope, not really. The Queen of Swords suggests that you have an innate ability to tell it like it is. You're a quick thinker and highly perceptive, piercing through the noise and confusion to get straight to the point. There is no beating about the bush or softening of your comments, opinions, and thoughts. You are upfront and honest in your views, and you expect the same from others. For this reason, many people respect your opinion and come to you for advice when they need clarity.
Okay, Queen of Swords.
Okay, people do not mess with you, not because you threaten them or inflict violence, but because you set expectations up from the front, from expectations up front about how you want to be treated. Some people might be intimidated by you, but once they get past your tough exterior and develop a sense of trust and respect, they see your softer side.
Am I the Queen of Swords? I feel like I am her. She is me.
Okay, read the other one, babe. I pulled it up on your phone.
Okay, so the second card that fell out of Jamila's trash deck.
Watch how you talk to me, bitch. Watch how you talk to me. We haven't gotten in a public fight yet, but there's a first time for everything.
Oh shit! Damn. Okay, you're right. But I'm not. I'm ready. You ready?
You don't want. I'll you win. Don't. I don't. You. I will beat your ass.
I'll fuck you up.
I honestly, actually, today I realized how much. This week I realized how much taller than me than you were when we took those pictures, and I was by your nipple. I was like, what the fuck is this? Am I this tiny of a human being?
I didn't realize you were that small either.
Until those pictures, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, I am very short. I know the pictures are very deceiving because I have a long neck. And it's true, and I have long legs. I appear taller than I am in real life. I'm only 5'1".
Are you only 5'1"?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you are small. I'm 6'2", guys.
Right. You just said that like, oh, my God. I'm so... No, you're not like 5'7"?
5'6".
Yeah.
But I was going to really fuck everyone up and then be like, damn, this bitch is tall as hell.
You're a foot apart.
Okay, Queen of Pentacles. Upright, nurturing, practical, providing financially, a working parent. What the fuck? Wow.
Okay. I told you it was interesting that these two came out of the deck.
Okay, in the Queen of Pentacles, a woman sits on a stone throne decorated with carving of fruit trees, goats, angels, and other symbols of material success and sensual pleasures. She cradles a gold coin with both hands and looks down on it with loving care as if to nurture the symbol of wealth and material success. Okay, so the Queen of Pentacles is the nurturing mother of the material world. At home, she knows her love for others by cooking. She shows her love for others by cooking nutritious meals, maintaining a clean and inviting home, and giving warm cuddles to those who need it most. She is also able to work a full-time job and make a financial contribution to the household. Okay, bitch. Often as the primary breadwinner. Okay. She is masterful at taking care of practical needs of work, home, family, while also giving her love and support to those she cares about.
If this is not the Cancer and Scorpio of the fucking tarot cards,
literally,
just
is this you?
Yeah. Would you like to eat, baby? I will cuddle you. Meanwhile, you're like, are you telling the truth? Are you lying to me?
Okay. When the Queen of Pentacles appears in the tarot reading, you are embodying the ultimate working parent archetype. You care for your family and domestic responsibilities while also making a living for yourself and creating financial abundance. You can maintain a healthy balance between home and work by integrating the two and finding your new place of flow and alignment. You strive to create a warm and secure environment for your family and loved ones while giving your love and support freely. Oh, it's also important for you to live independently with a stable income. At the same time, you find time for yourself and prioritize me time in between all of your other commitments. Shout out to self-care.
And actually in tarot life world, as cards come up, I know we usually only pick one, you're supposed to read them in relation to one another. So if like one comes before one, like that will change the interpretation of whatever the message may or may not be. So I'm just going to go right into my intuitive nature right now.
Oh, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say that these mean that even though we got news that we didn't really want to hear today, it's fine.
Okay.
Stay clear. Be clear of the plan. Hear other people's straightforward opinions, but also know that the finances and the financial stability are coming, and the freedom to be more nurturing and maternal to our kids and have more free time with the abundance is also on its way. So who cares about that meeting we had earlier today?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're very clear about the messages that we're getting, and we're also maternal.
Awesome.
And financially
abundant.
Okay.
Well, on that note, I would like to lead us into the affirmation of the week, which I think goes beautifully with that reading and our feelings. So the affirmation of the week is, any door that closes leads me to bigger and better opportunities, period.
Any door that closes leads me to bigger and better opportunities, period.
Yes. Yes.
And I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hello.
Hi.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I woke up. First of all, I stayed up way too late one day this weekend. I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, but apparently I can't do that anymore. Okay. I'm getting residual fuck ups on Monday. I was supposed to do something this morning. I literally went back to sleep because we had a call. I wasn't that thrilled about the call, but I felt my body immediately be like, fuck this day o'clock. Like, my baby daddy didn't take Luna to school, didn't bring her back. So I was just like, I can't get out of bed. I'm not going to force it. Go back to sleep. And then I was just like, I had to give myself a pep talk because, A, I had to get out of the fucking bed and do stuff. And then, B, I was just like, it was very interesting to watch the energy kind of drop. And I was just like, well, this doesn't matter. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we're still so very clear about where we're headed that, like our affirmation said, it's when door closes, it's because it's supposed to. And so I'm just, you know, trying to stay up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was your day?
My day started off great. I spent the weekend with a lover, and yeah, it was like, I had like a pretty long parent baby free weekend or weekend from the Thursday to Monday, which literally never happens ever. And so it's like, I got into this weird zone. Like, to me, it always takes like about a day and a half to like decompress from motherhood. You're like, okay, I don't have a kid. And you're like, oh shit, I don't. And then you're like, wait, I gotta go do something. Let's go do some shit. And then like you do the shit and then you're like, oh wow, I have another day to like decompress again. So yeah, my this weekend I went excuse me, God, I keep
this weed is Jesus.
This week,
good thing this is a 420 friendly audience.
I know, God, I'm sorry. Like, we're gonna get bad reviews again about our eating while we're podcasting. We don't really eat when we podcast, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Was it that time that Irie was chewing with the chips?
That was like
2 years ago.
Yeah, it was the one time.
Haters.
No, they're talking specifically about us.
Haters don't hate. Oh yeah, so I woke up and I felt great. I had that call, which wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. And then I went back to my love, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm in love. And then he left. And then it was like, oh shit, it's Monday. I have like to get my shit together. And so I've just been doing that all day, but I don't know. I've been like feeling weird. I was telling Jamila, I was like, I think I'm having like a love withdrawal. Like, I think I'm having love withdrawal. Like, I got like so much love and affection all weekend from someone that I care about. And like, then it was gone. Then we had that conversation earlier that didn't go like how I'd hoped. And I was just like, I'm sad. Everything's sad. I was like,
I know. Then I was like, we have so much work to do this week. I'm like, this week's going to be horrible. I'm like, this week's going to be hard. I'm like, bitch, relax. Literally, I was like, bitch, it's only Monday morning. You've got to try harder. Talking all this self-care shit, I'm just melting like, no.
It's just, well, we're setting ourselves up for failure.
I know.
Like, and eventually, and honestly, our show is coming up. Our show is on Saturday, which I am really excited about. I think it's going to be dope. It's just like whenever we get ready for a show, there's like just a lot of anxiety. Like at least now we kind of have like somewhat of a team that can kind of help us. But even then it just never feels like enough. And the internet doesn't like me, like technology. So I get nervous about that. About like, you know, is something technological going to go wrong?
Mercury's in retrograde.
Yeah, so I've just been like thinking about all those things, but it's going to be great.
Everything is going to be great. Well, the one good thing about what we do is we like hyperventilate, and then it is always great.
It is.
It's always
fucking great. Yeah. So I don't know why. I'm going to stop. Today I'm stopping.
I'm stopping. Right, I denounce my anxiety.
I'm done denouncing my anxiety.
Fuck that, bitch.
You should denounce your anxiety. If you're driving right now or your kid is being fucking annoying in the back seat.
Fuck it.
Denounce that shit.
Denounce that anxiety.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not today,
not
anxiety.
Not today,
I ain't got time this week, anxiety. I got too much shit to do. Mm-mm. And I'm getting it all done.
I'm reclaiming my time. Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah, so.
Being a human is psycho.
Can you, hold on. You guys. Oh, it's her dad. Okay, hold on. Baby daddy look kind of fine right now.
Ew.
What the fuck was that?
I just threw up in my mouth.
I mean,
you're on the wrong show.
Yeah, I know.
Bitch, go back in there and come back yourself. I don't know who. Get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck are you?
I don't know. I'm having love withdrawals.
Get the fuck out.
I'm having love withdrawals, guys.
Oh. Everyone, let this be a testimony. Let this right here be a goddamn testimony that if you're having love withdrawals, you need to stay away from everybody. Because shit, it will fuck up your perception quickly. Can you see good?
No, I don't know. I got flustered. It was weird.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Get this bitch some love. You need a hug. It's okay. I love you.
Oh my God.
It's okay. You're tripping.
Oh my God. What's happening?
It's your love. It's a love. Your love is love.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Woo. You guys, tell me if this has happened to you. Help. Send help.
Don't you hate when that happens?
That was weird. That was confusing. Okay. It was so fucking confusing.
I mean, I get it, though. A lot of times I see my baby daddy, and I think he's attractive, and then I have to remind myself, he's a mean person. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know what also, I realized also, I've been, okay, I had an epiphany this week. Mm. I was driving, and a nigga must have drove by. Couldn't see this nigga's face. Just saw a black man. And the way I looked over to the side to look in the other car made me check myself. I was like, bitch, what is wrong with you?
Well, you were just like, I was just like, really trying to see him?
I was going to break my neck to see in that motherfucking car.
Was it cute?
I don't remember because, bitch, no one could see that far that quickly. And you know what? It made me, I was so disappointed in myself that I said, oh no, this is not your fault. It's your hormones.
Mm.
It's your body. You know what? It's not even being logical. I have a theory. It just came to me when I was acting crazy. When you're a woman of a certain age, your hormones are going crazy because it thinks you're in the period of making babies.
Mm.
So it's almost like primal. You're like, you know, you're just like, your body is responding to the fact that you're supposed to be mating.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Doesn't it?
Because actually, I said some crazy shit last night and didn't need to be said out loud.
I'm telling you, you gotta be careful of this body, bitch. She
tripping.
She should be tripping. Honestly, you know, you gotta be careful of the hormones, the primal, you know, the animalistic side. Sometimes
I'm locking myself up for the next 7 days. I'm going quarantine. I'm quarantining myself from all dick and all male interaction. Okay, yeah, maybe even female. Okay, that's it.
And it may even correlate. I don't even know. I don't know if it's age or maybe it really correlates with our cycles. I'm sure there's some like that your hormones are shifting a certain way because like,
I think I am ovulating
because certain times.
Actually, I am.
Because certain times I'll be cool off dick. And then other times, I'll be like a fucking hyena. So it's not me. It's my hormones.
And I start ovulating tomorrow.
Who knows? You know, it doesn't. We need to do more research. But the point is, just be careful out here. Your body will play tricks on you. You got to use your logic. They're two different people. You got to integrate them.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Because I'm a doctor.
Apparently, because everything you said, I'm like, she's right. Yes. Hormones, check. Woman of a certain age, check.
Dr. Mila Mapp, here to talk about female reproduction hormones. Okay? I approve this message.
Oh, my God. Well, I also, because I was so, because I literally was in the kitchen, I was telling Jamila, I was like, I think I'm having love withdrawals. And she looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. Like, I've been in such a great space and like something just totally shifted. I don't know. Like not totally shifted. That's very dramatic, but like something just felt different today. And I was like, obviously I got some news that wasn't great, but it wasn't bad either. Like it was good too, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So like, I don't know. And then I was like, I just feel like, I just got all this. My cup was like overflowing and I'm depleted somehow. I've just been drained somehow. I don't know when it happened, but I was looking up some of the symptoms of withdrawal and in love addiction and in sex because apparently they go hand in hand.
And I'm going to guess, and I don't know if I'm right about this. I have a feeling, again, Dr. Mila Mapp on love and relationships. I have a feeling that women, there are more women who have love addiction than men.
More women?
Yes.
I would say that too.
Because innately, we want to nurture and to love and to feel that love, you know? Because we're given like the fucking fairy tale narrative from straight out the coochie.
It doesn't really say which ones has the most, but I'm gonna probably say that. Is love a form of addiction? You may be addicted to love. Intense romance can often come with symptoms resembling addiction, euphoria, craving, dependence, withdrawal, and relapse. The brain scans have shown that it can be linked to drug addiction-like activity in the brain's reward centers. Damn.
Yeah, so feeling love from someone else and, like, attention and companionship from someone else probably does affect the brain the same way that, like, any drug would.
Oh, my God. Okay, it says, is love addiction a mental illness? Jesus Christ.
It probably is.
Even though love addiction is not recognized by DSM-5 as a specific diagnosis, there is enough literature data to support its characterization as an independent mental disorder. Well,
that disorder is probably the lack of self-love.
Some of the symptoms are exhaustion, difficulty sleeping. We'll see how I sleep tonight. Dreams of acting out behaviors. Intense loneliness and distress. Forgetting the bad and remembering the good. Obsessive thinking. Depression. Anxiety. Denial. This just sounds like womanhood.
This is bitches.
bitches. I am bitches.
This sounds like
normal bitches.
We could be married, couldn't we? We'd be lovely together.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you should try a different language.
I mean, I think that sounds pretty accurate. I don't know how to cope. It says how to cope. Write a letter to your addiction outlining why you're leaving it behind.
Dear love.
List the destructive behaviors the addiction has led you to do, how it has limited you, and what is motivating you to change. If your addiction involves other people, cut off all communication with them with a clear conversation about your commitment to recovery. Okay, that doesn't sound realistic.
What? Oh, like cut them off and tell them, like...
Cut them off, but tell them why, so that they can maybe hold you accountable, too. Like, you said you don't want to fuck with me.
Right.
You know? I mean, I guess maybe that would work. Because someone told me, I'd be like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
No problem.
You just told me that, no.
You're addicted to love, not me. I have an addiction. I have a love addiction because I'm mad. Love me, nigga. I just want to give a shout out to my open relationship boyfriend, Orlando Roy.
Wow, full name, wow.
Of the Hard or Soft podcast, because today, ladies, it's my man's 30th birthday. He made 30. Woo, woo, woo. So I never really got to do, like, one of those radio song requests that I love so much.
Mm. If you could, what would the song be?
Oh, damn it. That's so good. I don't know. I can't think of it right now. I'm on the spot. But I just want to be like, hi, Orlando Roy, it's me from the Valley. I just want to say I love you. Happy birthday, baby.
Ever since you walked into my life?
Nothing's been the same, honestly, for real.
Have you ever heard them?
Yeah, of course I love them.
Happy birthday, Orlando. Happy birthday. Welcome to your 30s, Dirty 30.
Welcome to your 30s,
it gets better,
baby.
From here, babe. Just gets better. Love addiction, all kinds of shit.
Oh, that's what made me think of him, because I feel like loving Orlando and our open bondship, I feel like it's such a healthy love, and I'm never going to forget it. I'm going to always hold the standard, because I don't have to be anybody different than just who the fuck I am. I don't have to lie about shit. Like, it's a very beautiful place to be, and it's very much works against my love addiction. Because I think that everybody has had a little bit of love addiction. You know, being addicted to a toxic relationship is a love addiction. You are loving the idea of the love more than you're loving yourself when shit is toxic and you refuse to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I think with moms, we do that, especially because we don't want to leave our baby daddies because we have some love addiction.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So, shout out to my boo. He's 30 today. And... together, we are embarking on a non-love addiction, real love. Healthy love prevents love addictions. And also, like, speaking
of... So is my love, that was my lover all weekend, unhealthy love? Because I feel like I'm having withdrawal.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I think what it really says is, well, I think it's healthy. Like, sometimes you miss niggas. That's fine. Especially when you've been with them for 5 days. But what I think it is like, even for us, even, like, in the thoughts about this meeting, not going exactly like we wanted to, you know, it's just about, like, the Buddha, like, lifestyle is that, like, shit is going to happen.
That's a guarantee.
That's guaranteed. And, like, relationships will come and go. Things will change in a relationship. Sometimes a nigga is not going to make you that excited. It's just that you're with him for 5 days straight, and it was like a treat. But you, even that same very healthy love, you can move in with a motherfucker, and you'll get bored. Or you'll get, like, it won't be as high, high, high. Everything's not going to be these highs. But it's in maintaining, like, it's in maintaining a, like, high in your... In the fluidity of the ups and the downs. Right. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm sure you guys hear us on the podcast week to week sounding crazy. Like, I'm working out every day. I'm working up at 6 a.m. I'm manifesting everything perfect.
Like, you're like, okay, bitch.
And then next week we're like, oh, I'm on edge. Nobody loves me.
Hey, this is my testimony. Open diary, bitch.
Open fucking diary.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's true, and I'm fine. I'm good. I think that I have gotten really good at setting boundaries. However, there's certain things that I notice in myself that, like, still exist that I need to work on, which is, like, obsessiveness. Obsessiveness. Like, I can become... Did you hear that psycho laugh? That was crazy. That was crazy. Between that and my wheezing, because I
need to stop. My bitch is the Joker. Who are you? Channeling your fucking Gemini today, bitch?
Oh my god, I really am falling apart. I thought my baby daddy was fine for a sec. Well, I think that, yeah, there's an obsessiveness I have. I think with men, with the people that I love in general, like males that I love, whether that's daddy issues or just...
Wait, what do you mean obsessiveness?
Like, when I love you, like, I will think about you all day, and also just, well, I haven't really been thinking about him all day. I guess it's like...
Well, it's fun. It's fun to fantasize. It's like... High school girl.
I guess they start, like, building frameworks of expectation. And, like, I don't want that. Like, I really, truly don't want that. But I start feeling like this. I'm like, okay, chill. Like, even what I said to him in the bed the other day. Like, today when I told you.
Yeah, when you told me that, I was like, oh, okay.
Intense. For me, it's like I was like, I'm setting a boundary, but also I'm being crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know if that's a boundary. That's a time frame, bitch. You're like,
an expectation.
In the next 5 to 6 months, approximately on July 1st, actually, we'll revisit this conversation. And
if these things haven't happened, then I'm out.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, is that what you said?
I don't know. I do feel like sometimes I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like there's got to be sometimes in spaces and places where people know, like, okay, well, I got to figure this out. You know, let me figure this out too. Let me not just, like, live in la-la land and la-la space and think that this is how it's going to be forever.
When you say this is how it's going to be forever, what, if you're in a good space with him right now, mm-hmm. what would be wrong staying in this space?
I need commitment.
Okay, that's just what you want.
That's what, I don't know if I want that, but I know that, like,
you don't know if you want that, but you need commitment?
Well, I just...
What the fuck? That doesn't make any sense.
I guess it's like we've been down this road for a long time, and I just feel like I don't want to waste time, any more time, if we're both not going to at some point get commit. On the same page. Because I'm taking up a lot of space energetically for this person because we have a history, and, like, I love him. I really, truly love him, you know? And but I also know I don't want to be in a relationship right now. But I feel like I also don't want to take up I don't know. It's crazy because then there's this other part of me. I was like, well, just go with it and it's fine. Like, either way, you're loved and you feel loved and he's giving you
like
love.
Like, if naturally you
would. But then there's the other part of me that, I don't know, maybe that's the anxiety in me that's telling me, like, no, you got to figure this shit out, bitch. Like, you're not going to do this forever. Like, no, what if you're missing out on, like, another epic love because you're over here wasting your space and energy with someone that, like, you're not, this isn't going to work out, you know? So, I don't know. It's just, it's the battle of, like, being, like, an overthinker and then also.
And being a woman.
Oh, overthinker, flowy, chill woman. Like, well, I'm flowy, but I'm an overthinker. It's like.
A part of even. I feel you because I think that's kind of what we do. You know, like, we want to know. Because ultimately it feels like if I don't know.
But the thing is, like, I don't want to know right but like, now. And then but I feel like by then I will want to.
So, like, okay, but I think if we don't know, then what does that mean? Like, what if I'm not with anyone because I'm just so flowy for the rest of my life?
That's what it is.
I'm so flowy that what if I flow so hard I'm like, I wake up one day like, fuck, I shouldn't have flowed so hard. I should have settled down. Because even with Orlando, you know, like, that has come up because that's what bitches do. That's what I do. I'm like, I'll like go back and forth in my mind like, he's too young. He can't be nobody's stepdaddy. He lived far, you know, like, we're like besties. You know what I mean? Or like, try to like make it logical in my head. But I'm like, bitch, I don't want a relationship right now, and I don't want to limit my relationship, like, how it grows or what it looks like with him, thinking that there's some destination. Because we've discussed, like, he could have a full on, like, get a girlfriend and have a monogamous relationship, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I love her for you. I love that. Like, I want to meet her. You know what I mean? Like, I've gone through that, too. Like, and I don't know. It is hard. I don't get it.
Being a woman is like, tomorrow I might listen to this and be like, actually, I don't feel that way anymore. That was crazy. And actually, why did you say that to him? Well, no wonder he's not calling you back, bitch. No, I don't know. It's like, I mean, there's obviously, like, there is a hesitation because, like, I don't want to be his girlfriend. I don't want to be a girlfriend to anyone right now. But also, like, there's this feeling, and lately I've been feeling it more of, like, urgency. Like, I don't ever feel that way, but lately I've been having, like, brief moments. Not an overall feeling, but, like, moments of, like, do I gotta figure this shit out soon? Like, am I supposed to be I have, like, two people I know this week I saw post freezing their eggs, and they're younger than me.
Did you online?
They were, like, documenting their, they're documenting their egg freezing.
They're younger than you?
Yes. Yes. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, is this something I have to consider? Do I start thinking about this? Do I want to waste my time with this nigga? Should I, like, just be open, real, real open, well, so that anything can flow in? Like,
Well, it's just, like, anxiety that there's not enough time. Mm-hmm. That, like, you're going to blink and something's going to be gone.
Well, because it does go that way. It feels right. Like it's, I feel like there's moments in time where I'm like, how the fuck am I here right now? Like, that shit went by quick. Fast.
Right.
I mean, even Iris, she's like a walking timestamp. Like, I look at her and I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, how the fuck did we get from here to now? Here, you look right. Like a 13-year-old with fucking cornrow braids, like, rolling around here with fucking curly ends and shit. Like, I'm like, well, you were just, like, had one curl and no teeth.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? So, I don't know. I guess this week I'm just feeling like, I'm feeling like my age. I'm feeling like there's a part of me that's becoming insecure about my age. And I don't know if it's other people's insecurities, but because there are people around me that, like, say weird shit, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, and now I'm like,
oh, am I right?
You know, overall, I don't feel that way, but these gray baby hairs are not helping anybody's fucking feelings about age. And neither are these fucking reminders on my phone that nobody asked to have.
I told you.
Of photos. Like, with these photos that they just, I open up my phone, it's like a triggering ass photo always. On my phone. I'm like, why?
This is that Facebook bitch.
Like, I didn't remember ask when for you were like 16 and, you know, didn't have any fat missing from under your eye? I'm like, oh, yeah, I do now. Thanks. Thanks a lot. So, anyway.
Welcome to our inner psycho thoughts. I'm young. No, I'm not. I'm old. Freeze your eggs. Don't have any more babies. I want a boyfriend. No, I don't. Yes, I do. I'll give you 6 months. I'm in an open relationship. Not anymore. Psychos.
Oh gosh, you guys have to come to our live show. It's gonna be so, it actually is gonna be so fun. I'm so excited. We are gonna have a few special guests. We're gonna have, should we tell them? Are we gonna tell them? Should we tell the people who our guests are?
Yeah.
Okay. We're having Sexual Essentials as a guest, which I'm really excited. You guys, we took her dick riding and deep throat class. We took a 2-day course.
We took a 2-day course, and I'm here as a motherfucker. I'm here to this test.
Testimony. Okay.
This is a motherfucking review. Sexual Essentials. That's what happens after you take a class. Essentials is that bitch. Okay. She can teach you anything you want to know. She's a master at her fucking craft. A master, I tell you.
Fucking beautiful goddess master. We went to her deep throating and masturbation and squirting class. That was day one, which it was so amazing to see. Like, there were like 200 women in that room, all there to learn about their self pleasure, and like a lot of cameras were on. And no, because I know when I interviewed her, which was when she came on the podcast, I was like, so what are y'all doing in these classes? Like, are y'all squirting on camera? Together, like, what the fuck's going on? No.
Oh, wait, because we were at our friend's house to take the masturbation and squirting class. And so I was telling her, I'm like, fuck, at 6 we have to take a masturbating and squirting class. She's like, yeah, but you're going to have to go in the room. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then later it dawned on me that she really... First of all, what our best friend in the world. Shout out to Nisha. She was going to let us go in her bedroom masturbate and squirt all over the room for the sake of the class, which only your bestest friends will be down.
We'll be like, yeah, you can do it, but just not right here.
Not in the living room. So the answer is no. Everyone's not open legs masturbating on camera. But
you are getting, like it's I don't want to give away too much. It's just great. It's amazing. She's a great teacher, so informative, entertaining as fuck, first of all, hilarious. And then we went to the dick riding and deep throating class. And that was, if you saw our Patreon where we took a deep throating class from Sexual Essentials, this one is like on crack. Okay, this one is like highly extensive. I learned a lot. And I put it to use. And let me tell you, I'm here to say, the shit fucking works.
The shit fucking...
You thought you were good at sucking dick? You're not.
You're not.
You're trash.
Yeah, honestly.
You're trash. You're on the low spectrum of just okay. Mediocre at best.
A 4.
2.8.
My god.
But anyway, she's coming to the show, and I can't wait to have her. I can't wait to have her on. And then we're having Bruna, who is going to be doing a reading, which if you guys came to our manifestation event, you know Bruna, and you definitely remember her reading because it was spot on. It was, people were crying. It was crazy.
It was, yeah, she's on her shit.
She's with the shits.
And we're also be joined by Jessica Rose, who I hope you guys saw our fucking music video appearance because we're video hoes now.
Yeah, you guys, we are full fledged. I am Melissa Ford.
Yeah,
I'm Melissa Ford. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in the early 2000s.
What's another one? Who are you? It's got to be another name.
There was a Gloria.
Gloria
from the Big Pimpin' video, mm-hmm.
Or the body? Who's the other? Buffy the Body.
Buffy the Body.
I think you're Buffy the Body because you're the Big Body Benz.
Duh. Yep. So we lived out all of our dreams. I even wore my cutoff booty shorts.
She did the remix of Doja Cat and Saweetie's song "Best Friend," which has been my. I swear to God, like I manifested this shit. You can't tell me I didn't because I've been telling Jamila for like 4 weeks that I want to make a TikTok,
which I still think maybe
with Best Friend. I was like, we have to do it, and every time we get to around to doing it, it's late, and we're like, yeah, probably not going to make a Best Friend TikTok at 11 p.m.
Yeah. make dinner first.
So Jessica asked us if she could write a song, you know, inspired by that.
No, she just wrote it. She didn't even tell me.
She told me.
Oh, okay.
She was like, she's been wanting to do it. But then she was like, I'm going to do it with this song. And I was like, shut the fuck up. You're not doing it with this song. But it's bomb. It's hilarious. Shout out to Sebastian and Risa who helped us because...
It would have been, they're everything.
Yeah. But anyway. Oh, wait. Do we want to read a horror real quick?
Oh, yeah. Do you have it?
I have a horror. This one's a good one.
So,
oh, speaking of horries, can you guys please submit your horries? Top-notch horries.
For the show.
We need to read them for the
Anonymous horries for the show. Come on, bring your best.
Bring your best.
Don't try to play us with like, oh, and then I know.
Honestly, make us feel like we're the biggest hoes in the internet. And that can't be true.
No.
Send them in. It's anonymous.
Okay, so here we go. Hey, so back in my day, I had a lot of horries, but selective memory has had with only one. Okay. Anyways, a few years. Wait, you guys. I'm sorry. I gotta stop smoking weed. Anyway,
where's the weed actually?
Anyways, a few years back, before my hubby, I used to fuck this Nigerian guy. This is actually an important detail. Okay, Nigerian.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for the lighter.
Anyway, he was an international playboy, so it was nothing serious, but whenever he was in town, we would do our thing. We went out to a lavish restaurant and then back to a nice hotel where he would give me gifts or money for school, books, laptop, or whatever I needed. Damn, okay.
Sounds amazing.
Shit. Also some bombastic. Oh, P.S. Anyway, one day he came through and we were fucking and he was about to come, so I started sucking his dick. Tell me why all I felt was a faucet of what I thought was piss. The amount of liquid that came out of his dick had my mouth full, puff out cheeks, and it all kept going. I was pissed. I cursed him out like, did you just fucking piss in my mouth? I was livid, and I'm a bitch when I'm mad. He was like, I guess I'm the only African man you've ever been with. He's like, oh, we African men can come like that. He said, oh, we African men can come like that when it's really good. So what you got out of it is that was the male version of squirting.
The male version of squirting. Mm.
I still didn't believe his ass. I was like, nah, you pissed in my mouth.
Nah, you pissed in my mouth.
Left and never spoke to him again. So a few days later, I spoke to my friend, male black guy. I was still mad. But then he was like, wow, I thought that was the only something that happened in pornos. So apparently this is something that happens with African men. All I can say is that it didn't taste like piss, though I've never tasted it before, so I don't know. I never heard anyone else talk about this happening to them. Till this day, I still don't know what that was, but I can say the amount of liquid that came out of that man's dick was something I ain't never seen before.
African men, write into the show. Let us know. Women with African men, write into the show. Let us know.
Yeah, if there's any women that have African men as husbands or partners or former lovers who have had a faucet full of liquid in their mouth, male squirt, let us know.
Let us know. So, I mean, that's good to know just in case I meet any African men and I won't be caught up.
I like African men. I've never experienced this from an African man. Interesting. Last thing, guys, if you are on our Patreon, you guys are up for a treat, because if you are part of our Patreon tribe, you are getting a discount to our live show on Saturday. So if you are in Patreon, make sure you go to our Patreon to check out what that code is. And if you're not a part of Patreon, you should be, because
it's lit.
It's lit. It's lit over there.
You have a deep throat class over there with sexual essentials. We have sex positions 101. We have lots of confessions, private things we don't want to talk about on here. And
you can watch all of our episodes instead of listening to our scratchy, asthmatic voices. And make sure you come to our live show. I'm going to leave a link to the Eventbrite in the episode description. I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be ladies' night. We turning up.
Sebastian is performing.
Sebastian Mago is performing. Pour your drinks. We're going to play some drinking games. So if you don't know what you're doing this weekend, you don't have a Valentine's Day, fuck Valentine's Day anyway, because it's a made-up fucking bullshit-ass holiday. But if you love Valentine's Day, you should also still come, because we're going to have a great time. We're going to play a lot of drinking games that you guys can play with your friends at home or on Zoom or however you want to do it. You can just drink with us, too. Yeah.
Love you. Hey guys, have you joined Patreon, where we offer even more juicy content?
Yes, y'all. We have secret episodes, secret segments, and some very personal blog posts that we don't share on the interwebs.
So make sure you go check out our Patreon. That's patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices.
Here's a little sneak peek.
I mean, she goes through like a whole series on how to warm up your asshole before actually having anal sex.
You know what she also says is she's like, men, look, if you're going to put it in someone's butt, you should really know what that's like.
That actually kind of makes sense to me.
I think it's fair. I mean,
I think it is, and I think it's hot, actually.
Me too.
Do you like to watch like gay sex on like porn?